The Adirondack Mountain Club, Protect the Adirondacks, the Adirondack Council, Adirondack Wild, and the Sierra Club Atlantic Chapter have sent a letter to Governor Andrew Cuomo and Environmental Commissioner Joe Martins. The groups say it is past time for a reactive approach to aquatic invasive species, and it is vital that the state support mandatory boat inspections and cleaning as proposed by the Lake George Park Commission. Adirondack Mountain Club Executive Director Neil Woodworth says strong state-level action is needed.
The Department of Environmental Conservation has the responsibility of addressing aquatic invasive species. And what we want from them and from the governor's office is for DEC to take a leadership role, which they really have not, in my judgment, taken so far with regard to aquatic invasive species. That is, taking steps to create boat washing stations, to put lake stewards on our lakes. We need a strong DEC presence and options for boat washing at DEC's own boat launches, which are often the main gateway to the iconic lakes in the Adirondack Park.
While aquatic invasives are problematic in other water bodies, Woodworth says the five groups are focused on Lake George, in part because local government authorities and residents are unified in tackling and focusing on the problem. Lake George waterkeeper Chris Nowitzki says the group's action highlights the urgency of dealing with invasives.
This letter obviously calls out the importance of Lake George as a vector to the rest of the Adirondack Park. The level of activity, recreational, and the way that that is a gateway into the rest of the Adirondack Park also shows another important aspect that this program should be implemented. And these five organizations also echo the economic impacts. Although statewide is very important to stop the movement of these invasive species, Lake George could probably be used as a pilot to show how that can be implemented.
Neil Woodworth notes that state action would have implications across the state and the Adirondacks.
This goes way beyond Lake George. This goes to protecting Racket Lake and Long Lake and many of the signature lakes of the Adirondacks from a wide range of aquatic invasive species that are threatening us from all around the Adirondack Park. A boat that's used for a bass tournament in Henderson Harbor, New York, is exposed to a wide variety of dangerous aquatic invasive species. And the next day, it could be in Cranberry Lake, basically exposing that quite pristine water body to infection with a wide variety of aquatic invasive species that would totally wipe out the current ecology of the lake. And that's true of many of the lakes that are so important to the Adirondack tourism economy.
Massachusetts officials developed a zebra mussel control plan in 2012 to prevent the spread of the mollusk into Pontusic and Oneida lakes following infestations in Laurel Lake and the Housatonic River. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.